All right, and there that goes. So, before we get down to the funky stuff, I do want to get to this one that we've been missing that was requested by Broken Carpenter on Twitter. And it was in my notes, but see, that's what that, like, if you got a head like Broken Carpenter that will get at you, like, cover this, I won't lose it in my notes. I have, since 2013, so many lost notes. Just lost fucking notes forever. All right. So let's take a gosh darn look here. And this is coming off of the PortlandMercury.com news outlet. All right. There's a whole lot of folks down there at the Portland Mercury. this article's up by Alex Zielnik. Alex Zielinski, and text show protective relationship between Portland cops and Patriot Prayer. All right, so let's see here. this is a quote. One of the text messages. It says, "We have a large group of Antifa trying to flank us and you." Which is, they should have the thing, the SIC sick, because this right. is just, as the text read, typos and all right? Quote, "We have a large group of Antifa trying to flank us and you. We are stopping them for now, but not sure how long." End quote. And the article continues by Alex Zielinski. This is one of hundreds of text messages sent between the Portland Police Bureau, PPB, Lieutenant Jeff Nya, N-I-Y-A, and Joey Gibson, who was the leader of the Vancouver alt-right group Patriot Prayer. Now, over the past 2 years, like many messages discovered in a records request made in August by the Portland Mercury, it reflects many of the public's suspicions that the Portland police have been sympathetic, if not protective, of the right-wing extremist group. Continuing, "It's not unusual for PPB officers to contact activists who may have been planning a protest, but usually these conversations exist only so PPB can quickly get in touch with a protest group to get an idea of how many people will show up or participate to ask about general schedule. While Nya does ask Gibson about crowd sizes and planned future protests, he also chose to regularly give Gibson a heads up about counter-protesters and sympathize with Gibson's frustrations." So as we have been saying, like, the big headline constantly, since what, probably like early 2015, white supremacists have infiltrated the FBI, or white supremacists have been infiltrating, police, departments. What the fuck you think those guys were that whooped on Rodney King?
Well, when did that fucking FBI report come out? How many years ago was that shit now?
That's elder.
Yeah.
It's elder. Yeah, man, it's like fucking, the police are already a white supremacist organization. They uphold a white supremacist, nation.
Well, I just don't understand, like, how did a group that descended from slave catchers get to be known as upholding truth and justice and protecting the people? From what, runaway slaves? Okay. Alright.
Yeah, people. You know, like, 100% people. Not three-fourths. Not three-fourths. another message here says, "Heads up, just told 4 to 5 Black Bloc," another nickname for Antifa, heading your way, one carrying a flag." Like, the cops are literally telling them who to attack.
Right.
Yeah. Like, this is fucking coordination.
You gotta use that GIF. Or the meme with the cops where it's like, regular hours, overtime, and off duty, right? And it's got like the cop in like the regular outfit, and then like overtime is the cop in the SWAT gear, and then weekends is the KKK outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a long time ago, back when the, you know, the podcast was still like 30 minutes, I put the meme up on the Father Teresa's Wine Cellar news page, and it was just a current jersey and throwback jersey, and of course throwback was the Clibnan.
Yes.
All right. Dancing forward a wee bit. Oh, another text message that follows that one that we just read was we will have officers nearby, but you may want to think about moving soon if more come. So he's saying, don't get, let us get with you, little homie, before you get jumped, cuz. Mm. Like, that's what that is. Holy shit. The fucking gangbangers. And somebody just shit. Remember, like, fucking tangent. back when I first started doing the morning wine cellar thing, like, as far as, like, being and doing it from Illinois with high definition audio, one of the first ones I did was the gangsterism of MAGA. And what do I see when I log into the Facebooks and I'm about to go look at the show notes, but of course you automatically see your newsfeed first. Mm-hmm. And there's a blue hat that says, fuck your red hat.
Yeah.
And the only Democrat that I get down with, Madison Page, is supporting it. And it's like, you don't see the gangsterism of that?
No, because that's the thing, because to them, gangster shit, because when white people do gangster shit, it's cool. Not like fucking the Al Capone and the fucking, you know, prohibition shit, or it's like the fucking Sopranos. It's not the same when you talk about gangster shit and like black people gangster shit. Flags and sets and like that type of, no. That's hood Negro things, man.
Y'all don't get it. Y'all niggas is banging colors now. And I got rid, like, if you are a regular ass person and you don't, if you're not down to stab or get stabbed, if you're not down to shoot at or get shot at, if you're not down to drop knuckle hammers with a complete stranger of whom you do not know their level of experience, you do not know their level of training, you do not know what they're capable of or what they're willing to do, if you're not willing to go head up with that person, you should not get that blue hat. Mm. Because you're claiming a set when you do that shit. And you gonna get flexed on. Shit. I just ain't know, man. Fuck it. I swear to fuck. Partisan bias has made niggas into studio gangsters. You don't want to get caught up in that shit. I strongly recommend you go listen to some old mid-90s gangster rap records. They're giving you a fair warning about the fucking...
Yeah.
The activities you're choosing to engage with when you choose to put that fucking thing on your head. Tangent. Way off of the... Okay. The PortlandMercury.com. All right. The police fellas interacting with the prayer posse. I forgot the name of their squad already.
I thought they were prayer meeting or prayer circle. The prayer circle something?
I don't think it was circle. Shoot. It was in here and I fucking read it and I fucking shot past it too. Gosh darn fast. Patriot prayer. Yeah. All right. So. Oh, excuse me. So, the messages show how Naya worked, and Naya's the cop, worked to build a relationship of trust with Gibson that goes beyond basic event planning. In one, Naya congratulates Gibson on his decision to run for Senate. In another, he asks about Gibson's recent visit to a hospital. Quote, I want you to know you can trust me. Don't want to burn that. End quote. He's just saying, don't burn the bridge or something.
Right.
I don't know what the final... Yeah, I don't really get it. And later, Gibson apologized to Naya for making a public announcement that the Portland police has our back. Oh. And he said it slipped. He said, hey, little nigga, you snitching. It's gangster shit, folks. Understand that. Man, shit. Yeah, I'm telling you, nigga, don't... Like, basically, it's like putting on the fuck your red hat is like fake Antifa. Antifa's actually out there to bang and to give food to people after the hurricane hit Texas. Antifa's actually out there to bang. Don't put that... I swear to fuck, don't put that hat on. Do not, because you're fucking with people of whom are aggressors. I cannot help but tangent onto that because I saw it while I was doing show prep,
right.
So it's fresh in my head. All right, continues a little bit more. Naya also warns Gibson against bringing Tusitala, Tiny Toes. Is that someone's name?
What? Tiny Toes?
T-U-S-I-T-A-L-A. Tusitala Toes?
Oh, okay, but Tiny's in quotes, so that's their nickname.
Okay, so the nickname is Tiny. Yeah. Tusitala Toes. To a Portland rally, since there was an active warrant for his arrest. This is fucking, man, weren't we just watching Boardwalk Empire?
Yes.
I swear to fuck.
But didn't we also cover a story about white supremacist hammer skins in Portland where they just go there every year because some random white nigga had a shootout with police and now they go there every year and fuck up black people to commemorate it? Remember and then, that shit? They fucked up like a bartender and a bouncer and some shit?
I'm pretty sure they do it real close to our birthdays.
Yeah. And then they said some shit like it was in like the actual police report, like known white supremacist, like in their fucking police file because they've been arrested for racial violence before.
I think that motherfucker. So I think the shit that we're reading about were like areas I knew about in Washington State that this cat fucks with. All right, let's take a look here. Dancing it forward a wee bitty bit more. So they don't want to bring him there because he might get arrested. In short, Naya was actively helping Toes avoid arrest. This appears to contradict PPB's dissemination of information directive. And that the dissemination of information directive does have a link. So when we link to this PortlandMercury.com, you can actually get that link in the story if you would like to look at the article yourself. All right. And Alex Zielinski is the writer for this one. And I'm not seeing, I don't see like a Twitter or anything for them. They probably have it, but it's not linked here with this Portland Mercury post. All right. So that's what's going on. Wine Cellar Media. .com. Can you dig it? The hell's wrong with this deck? I'm fine.
There's angry white people in my mentions.